Today, I will present you the foundation of binary file format reverse engineering, or in other words, how to analyze something which looks like gibberish. My name is Thomas Pointuber, and for around 4 years now, I'm part of the KiCad project. Since a few months, I'm also part of the KiCad lead development team. I'm a software engineer with a strong security background, and regularly use that knowledge at so-called capture the flag competition. Once upon a time, I thought, why not train my reverse engineering skills and do something for KiCad? And so the idea was born to write an importer for a closed source PCP program. I started with Cadence Allegro, but then moved on to Altium because of a bigger user base in the open source hardware community and the existing documentation. Well, and the file format of Altium is easy to reverse engineer as well. My presentation is split into two parts, a general background and a dive into the basics of reverse engineering. This presentation is structured in a step-by-step fashion to help beginners with their own reverse engineering attempts. As said, I reverse engineered the PCB and schematic file format from Altium. The only reaction I ever had from them was a Twitter follow, but I assume I chased them away with my KiCad posts. Nonetheless, we need to keep in mind that this work might not be in favor of a company. To protect ourselves against lawsuits, I will therefore start with some legal basics. Please keep in mind that this information is informal and use it at your own risk. When I started, I even went to my law professor, and his main point was companies do that all the time, so there should be no problem. And in fact, Altium itself implemented quite a dozens of different importers. However, reverse engineering is quite a broad term. This talk is about black box reverse engineering, where we look at the behavior of a program, but not at the source code. Thus, we operate like a normal user, and additionally, inspect the files which are generated. But the program itself will never be touched. There also exists a different approach called white box reverse engineering, where the program itself is decompiled and analyzed. While this is allowed sometimes for interoperability reasons, I recommend to talk to a lawyer beforehand you try this, because there are some preconditions you have to fulfill. To finish up this legal chapter, if you reverse something, you have to own it. The easiest way, of course, is you already have the program. This was not my case. For Allegro, I only had a few applications, which is really annoying for reverse engineering. In the case with Altium, I started with files from the internet and files generated by a friend of mine, but I cannot recommend this as the primal way. After all, you want to interact yourself with the program. What really helped me was the suggestion at last forced them to try out Altium Circuit Maker, which is a free PCP program by the same company. After some analysis, I found out the Altium product shares most of the file format, except the directory names. So even though I worked with Altium Circuit Maker, this allowed me to build a parser for Altium Designer. Of course, some advanced features cannot be analyzed this way. Even if you own the program and have some personal projects, I recommend you to search for existing projects on the internet. After all, most applications have more features as you will ever know about, but others might use them. And you want to pass those as well. What also helps with your work is the existence of an official text format. Even though we analyze the binary file, they may share some basic data structures. And text files are usually easier to understand. What also helps a lot is knowledge about existing work. Perhaps someone already tried to reverse engineer the file and found some hints. In my case, it was fairly easy to find existing resources. There was Altium to KiCad, an existing converter written in Perl which helped with my initial attempts. It is helpful to read existing work, but keep in mind that reverse engineering is a lot of guesswork. Project might get one thing right while having wrong assumption for the next data structure. What my work was also about is detecting errors and finding the correct solution. Let's start with the interesting stuff, how to analyze gibberish and find out what it actually does. I will not talk about writing a KiCad importer. For this, I point towards the presentation of Roberto. When we start with reverse engineering, we can check some basic information, like, is it really a binary file? I would say this is the simplest task. As you